The White House has scheduled a two-day conference in Washington starting tomorrow to look at challenges facing the U.S. economy. Among the big topics will be two issues the president has listed as top priorities: Social Security and reforming the nation's tax code. Critics say the event is simply designed to promote the president's views, not to hear new ideas. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president, whose first term was dominated by the response to the 9/11 attacks and two wars, will, his aides say, focus very much on domestic issues in his second term. This economic conference is designed to help set the tone for that. Attendees will include economists, corporate executives, and small business owners, as well as assorted academics. White House spokesman Scott McClellan calls it a diverse group, but don't look for anyone to challenge the president's policies.
You know, for the most part, I think speakers will share the president's commitment to addressing the issues that we have talked about, and many certainly will share his general philosophy based on a pro-growth, pro-jobs approach to getting our economy growing.
In fact, the titles to the sessions make it clear what direction the discussion will likely go. One, dealing with the tax code and regulations, is called Tax and Regulatory Burdens. Another, on tort reform, is called The High Cost of Lawsuit Abuse. One of the most closely watched, and a session the president will attend, deals with Social Security and Mr. Bush's desire to let younger Americans take a portion of what they pay into Social Security and set up private investment accounts. It is a controversial proposal which will face a tough battle in Congress, given that the cost of making the transition to such accounts has been put at $1 to $2 trillion. So far, the White House hasn't said how it plans to cover that cost. The president offered few clues when he spoke recently to reporters at the White House.
And I will not prejudge any solution. I think it's very important for the first step to be a common understanding of the size of the problem, and then for members of both parties in both bodies to come together to come and listen to the options available.
That kind of language, though, and what comes out of this conference can be seen as the White House working to define the problem in stark terms in an attempt to improve its hand in the coming debate on Social Security. Critics say this conference is not about new ideas for the economy. Lee Price is with the Washington think tank, the Economic Policy Institute, which has close ties to the labor movement.
Well, this is an exercise of self-congratulation and strategizing about how to do more of the same.
President Bush maintains that he has a plan to cut the record $413 billion deficit in half over the next 5 years without raising taxes. He'll talk about that at this week's conference as well. Price says that won't happen if the president proceeds as he promises.
The only way you cut it in half is very deep cuts in spending or revenue increases that the president is ruling out for the time being.
And critics like Price question the value of any economic conference that doesn't directly confront such things. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.